take his hand, and he'll lead you gently along. And you'll find peace and safety there. You have nothing to fear from the journey, though your poor body is tired. Take his hand and he'll lead you safely back home. And you'll rest from your labors
in the upper. As you approach the upper, do you feel it at all?
Yeah.
Once in a while. Yeah. Let's just work, maybe, let's work with that.
Okay.
Do the nitty gritty first and do the nicer stuff later. By the way, very, very expressive, very nice with your shaping, your phrases, and the natural delivery of speech quality into your singing. You know, it sounds natural. It just seem like you're sing-songing, you know what I mean?
Well, it's one of the questions that I had about this song, and I don't know, Stephanie, if you had a perspective on it, or if we're just kind of doing whatever we want, but I didn't know if this is meant to be more like a nighttime lullaby, or if it's supposed to be more dramatic and energetic. I have a number of people that I'm singing to in my mind, and I'm not sure if there's a particular audience that I should be thinking about.
I mean, I feel like your interpretation what sells your testimony about it. And so whatever that is for you will be well received.
Okay.
And could it be multi-focus? I think it could
sure.
be. Yeah, you could, you know, it could be a little bit of a lullaby, a little bit more pull and drama through certain sections, which will make it much more, I think, of a meaningful piece to more people. So.
Okay. So don't shy away from a bit of drama.
Yeah, there's places where I think you can go a little further, for instance,
okay.
I think.
Great. Yeah.
As far, although it doesn't really ever give a forte, you know, as far as the dynamics are concerned, it's pretty much mezzo forte. So, but there's a couple of places where you could maybe step out a little bit more. We'll cover that in a minute. Okay.
Great.
So let's just work on that. Start at the top of page 2, though they seem far too heavy to bear. Can you start that? And then you go take his hand and then the other.
And though they seem far too heavy to bear.
I was going for the hand. That had a lot more freedom in it. You kind of grabbed on before, and I think you were just maybe not bearing down on it. You were just, I was stopping you, and then you kind of lost your focus and you relaxed. That's what I'm saying as a result. So it's basically in your neck where I can see the tension.
Mm-hmm.
So I see when you get up to that upper, you're cocking your neck back a little bit. So try to keep your neck and head in alignment with your body. Make all of that support that, if you want to call it tension, it's not really tension. Well, it is a type of tension coming from here, and this is just relaxed up here, okay? All right, so, but the bear, when you sing the bear, can you get the vibrato in that too? Once in a while you'll do a straight tone, you're doing like a croon, and then you go into a vibrato. That's fine, but make sure you're on pitch. You're just a little under on that, okay, and that happens maybe 2 or 3 other places in the piece.
Okay.
So if you want it, if you want bear, then that's fine. You can croon it, but be sure you're on pitch. If not, then you need to use your vibrato right from the beginning, because the vibrato will bring in the upper that you need to reach it. So can you try that again on bear? What are you going to do? Do you want to do straight, or have you even thought about that?
Does it have to be the same each verse?
No, it doesn't.
Let's try it both ways.
Okay, all right. So let's try it this time. Just do it straight tone with the vibrato coming into it. It's kind of crude, okay?
Okay.
And they seem far too heavy to bear. And then you let go and let the vibrato come in.
Okay.
Try that first.
Though they seem...
Oh, top of 2. Yeah, you
okay.
Got my...
Okay.
So it's on
trials, right?
Though they seem far too heavy to bear, take his hand.
Okay, now let's try it the other way. Let's let your vibrato come in right on,
okay.
On the attack of the word bear.
Though they seem far too heavy to bear, take his hand.
You've always got, I mean, that's another way. You would change the effect of it.
It does, because I've been singing it as just like a kind of
you're floating.
Float.
Right. So if you do float it, then the other thing that's probably getting in the way, even though I can't see it, I have to take my flashlight and look down your throat, but it's probably got some tension there with the tongue. Say it. Yeah, keep that tongue forward when you have to keep it against the teeth here, and make sure that it's not pulling back or lengthening into the back. Okay. Okay, so let's start again. So the bear, let's tell you about the bear. The bear actually was more, it was more gentle with your vibrato in it rather than singing straight into it with the,
okay.
with straight tone. I kind of liked that interpretively even, you know, going through there. So I keep it in there. That's my suggestion, okay?
I'll work on that.
All right. Try to give one more time that. That line.
Though they seem far too heavy to bear, take his hand and he'll lead you gently along, and you'll find peace and safety there.
Okay. Now, if I shut my eyes and just listen to that. That was your best rendition of that line, in my opinion.
Okay.
It just had more consistency and fluidity. And
when you open your eyes, what
happened? I think I would have still seen the tension. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
So another way to practice that, Devin, is to just let your, when you practice, take his hand and you lean, just drop your head, just like, just slightly. You don't have to make a big thing, but just so that it gets away from this. You can hear what it does to my voice. Hello, 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 hello. It actually changes the column of resonance.
Yeah.
And so you have this beautiful resonance in your voice, and it's there in most places, except when you're in this, when you're getting up to the top here in this very tender part. Sometimes those are the hardest, you know, those keeping it light and tender and still staying open. Sometimes that's a big challenge. So, okay?
Yeah.
You have a question?
Do it again, or do you want to move on to a different part?
Try it one more time. This time, drop your, I'll give you a little, okay? So, I'll just give you this, okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Da-da-da.
With one of the words.
Though they seem far too heavy to bear, take his hand, take his hand and he'll
see it's elliptic than I did.
So say it more. Say it through the nose on the bridge of the nose. Take his hand rather than
ha.
Take his hand and he'll leave you.
You did it both ways without the tension. So you're producing two sounds. So which sound do you want? You want ha or ha? Which one do you want?
The first one.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you do it without the added tension. There's something telling you to add tension to that. You don't need to do it.
Okay?
All right, and I gave you the wrong.
The
next note is the.
Though they seem far too heavy to bear, take his hand and he'll lead. And he'll lead you. Gently.
Lead. Say it just not so loud.
Lead.
Right.
Lead.
Now go up plateau and let the vibrato come in.
Lead. And lead. Lead. And lead.
Lead. No, I like the brilliant.
Lead
you. That's better. You didn't have the tension that time. Do it again.
Yeah.
But I'm like scooping.
Yes,
so
that's all right. I'm not telling you how to sing it. I'm telling you how to practice it.
Okay.
So that you have that resonance out forward, and the sound comes spinning forward all the way through instead of this. It's all on my tongue, my jaw, back of my neck. Those three points of tension there.
Okay.
That you might want to just observe as you.
Yeah, I'm going to get in front of a mirror. And
yeah, that's
look.
Really important, I think, too. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, keep going. Sorry, it's just.
I'm enjoying the lesson. Just,
yeah, there you go. That's what you get, sir. Okay, so expressively, I really liked how you started the second verse. Maybe just a little more deliberate to distinguish it from the expression of the first verse. So when you sing, you have nothing, be just a little more deliberate with your delivery of the words there, right in the beginning of that verse, okay? So gently, maybe you can sing, and you'll find peace and safety there. Right there.
Find peace and safety there. There is not you. You have nothing to fear from the journey. When you're saying, say that more deliberately, like a direction.
Yeah, maybe a little more in, like.
You have nothing to fear.
Right. It isn't
from
like
the journey.
So that you're not, so that we don't see you're planning it. It's more impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing. You have nothing. See what I'm doing there? That thought.
You have nothing.
Yeah, right there. So it's so your thought, so what I see in your face comes closer to where the word is coming.
Okay.
Okay.
You have nothing to fear from the journey, though your body is tired.
And there's nothing to fear from your suffering. Okay?
Yeah.
So that there's always that forward movement instead of pause, pause, pause. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
okay.
It totally helps. Yeah.
All right.
Breath on that. And there's nothing to fear from your suffering.
There you go.
Nor the grief you've been called on to bear.
Contrast a little bit more. you're being a little more dramatic with it. Okay.
Well, it seems like the right spot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's the place to do it. Okay. And then it comes down, and then you have that sort of tag verse at the end here, where you want to go back to kind of feel that you started. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you use the term lullaby. You know, you're kind of more introspective. And then there is a time where you need to step out, and we need to see you open up to the Lord, to the universe, whatever that is, and then you come back into your own introspection, you know, into your own pondering, or whatever that is, that personal space that you started out with, okay? So you start with a personal space, we still have to read it, you know, we still have to understand it and feel it. And then you open up, it fills us, fills the room, and then you come back to it. Okay, so it's got this really simple but very effective shape.
Yeah, good archetype.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have fun twirling your finger a few times.
I'll
okay.
That's
all right.